Exclusive: Nikki Haley blasts woke unions pushing radical agenda, putting politics before people. By Joshua Klein on July 7, 2022. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley's Stand for America, SFA, accused U.S. unions of funding woke causes, such as the pushing of critical race theory and other radical social justice endeavors, while putting politics ahead of American workers. She called on American workers to stop standing for big business and big labor wading into liberal activism and wasting their hard-earned money on wokeism. In a video clip provided in advance to Breitbart News by Nikki Haley's Stand for America, SFA, advocacy group, woke corporations, from mass media and entertainment conglomerate Disney to the professional Major League Baseball organization, are accused of pushing liberal politics instead of focusing on their customers. With America's unions, representing more than 14 million Americans, taking up for left-wing causes and putting their money where their mouth is, billions of it, the clip notes that from 2010 to 2018 alone, 99% of unions' political contributions supported the left, including $1.6 billion they gave to left-wing special interest groups. It then explains exactly where those sums went, with $23 million going to woke environmental groups, another $38 million to radical social justice groups, and a whopping $384 million to left-wing economic organizations. Some of those groups include the Clinton Foundation, the John Podesta-founded Center for American Progress, the Brennan Center for Justice, which is heavily financed by George Soros, Al Sharpton's National Action Network, Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition, the left-leaning Citizens for Tax Justice, and the extremist National Council of La Raza. Planned Parenthood alone received $1.2 million from unions, the clip states. Teachers' unions, the same ones that kept our kids out of school during the pandemic, are accused of pouring money into pushing the left's priorities as well. In one example provided, the National Education Association, NEA, sent $125,000 to an organization that trains teachers on critical race theory and pushes other far-left ideas. In another, the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, sent tens of thousands of dollars to organizations that backed Democrats' radical election takeover bills, helped pass Obamacare, and pushed training sessions on systemic racism. The slightly over 2-minute clip also revealed that some unions spend more on politics than on their own members. For example, the clip charges, the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO, the largest federation of unions in the U.S., had once spent three times as much on political activities as on actual organizing. Regarding workers who don't want their money to fund left-wing projects, the clip claims they can lose their union representation altogether in many states. Unions have always put politics ahead of protecting America's workers, but now they're taking it a step further, the clip warns. They're using workers' hard-earned money to push wokeism. The SFA clip concludes by calling on Americans to stop standing for big business or big labor wading into liberal activism. Haley's Stand for America PAC, founded in 2019, aims to promote public policies that strengthen America's economy, culture, and national security. The message comes as woke unions continue to advocate for radical political policies at the expense of focusing on representing their members. On the Supreme Court's recent overturning of Roe v. Wade, many unions, including those representing flight attendants, tech workers, teachers, government employees, service industry workers, have come out against the decision. AFT head Randy Weingarten called the decision of the extremist-dominated Supreme Court a threat to freedom everywhere, while NEA head Becky Pringle accused the current majority of the Supreme Court of putting a radical agenda above our basic human rights and freedoms. Service Employees International Union, SEIU, President Mary Kay Henry claimed to be angered and disgusted by the court's ruling that allegedly sent America back 50 years as it catered to powerful right-wing and corporate interests while rolling back the rights of working people. This ruling is further motivation for working people to vote in record numbers at the midterms and elect leaders who will defend the rights of working women and all of us, she added. In addition, the Chicago Teachers Union called the decision an attempt to silence women and others and revert to a previous era of blatant gender discrimination, in addition to a list of other allegations. It is also a tentacle of a violent discriminatory movement against our rights to public education, fair housing, affordable health care, gun control, and the right to vote. If these forces had their way, our country would return to a settler state. With Black Americans back on plantations, LGBTQIA+ individuals in the shadows, women barefoot and pregnant, and landholding, gun-toting white men the only individuals with freedom. Earlier this year, AFT announced it would partner with NewsGuard, a news rating tool the Media Research Center, MRC, found to heavily skew in favor of left-wing outlets. In this path-breaking partnership, AFT announced that tens of millions of kids and their families can receive the service's browser extension for free to put a traffic light on certain sources deemed by NewsGuard to be misinformation. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.